Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And good morning. At 2 p.m. Wall Street time, the Federal Reserve releases minutes from its May meeting. Bloomberg Intelligence Chief U.S. Economist Carl Riccadonna is joining us now on our phone line, sponsored by Spectrum Enterprise, your nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services and managed cloud solutions. Carl, good morning. What are investors going to be looking for in these minutes today?
Well, the May FOMC meeting was really a non-event for the markets. It was broadly expected the Fed would do nothing in terms of interest rate policy and also leave the economic assessment relatively intact. And they did exactly that at the meeting. So given that very light agenda for policymakers, they presumably had extra time to deal with the elephant in the room, which is balance sheet policy. And so the minutes of the May meeting will be most closely scrutinized for additional clues as to what the balance sheet unwind will look like, and also possibly greater clarity of what would be the triggers or the timing for that to commence.
It sounds to me like we're going to learn more, really, out of the Fed speak that we're hearing with some detail this week. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harder taking the stage yesterday and saying that a rate hike next month is a distinct possibility. He's sticking to his projection for three rate hikes this year.
Yes, I think three rate hikes is a pretty good baseline scenario. Were they not pulling the trigger on the balance sheet unwind later this year, I think that there would probably be four rate hikes this year, given where the unemployment rate is now in low 4% territory, given the likely pace of growth, given the trend in the inflation data. The economy is ready for further removal of policy accommodation, but the Fed doesn't want to be tightening with the interest rate lever at the same time that they're also tightening with the balance sheet lever, at least not initially. The Fed wants this balance sheet unwind to act passively, gradually, predictably, and in the background while they are tinkering with the level of interest rates in the meantime.
About a half minute left here. So if they did both at once, it'd be sort of a double barrel kind of thing?
It would be a double-barreled effect, and it's not to say that the economy won't be able to endure that at some future pace, but policymakers are very sensitive about stumbling out of the gate, so to speak. We'll use that as a Kentucky Derby pun, and so they don't want to be risking something like what we saw from the taper tantrum.
Bloomberg Intelligence Chief U.S. Economist Carl Riccadonna, thank you very much for joining us on our phone line, sponsored by Spectrum Enterprise, your nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services and managed cloud solutions. And Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO.com.